Welcome to Wingmakers Internet Radio, where we focus on the writings, music, art, and philosophy of the Wingmakers. Your hosts are Darlene and John Burgess. Join us as we explore new dimensions of thinking, feeling, and living in the 21st century. Hello, everybody. I'm John Burgess.
I'm Darlene Burgess.
And we're here again with another show about wingmakers. Today we want to talk about the connection between the wingmakers.com website and the lyricist.org website. I would say three things, Darlene, of major importance in the history of Wingmakers in terms of its being on the internet is the time it first appeared on the internet, which I believe was November 23rd, 1998.
That's right.
In which it was simply like a very static site. There was just information there. There was the novel. There were different things there. But there was really no one you could communicate with directly. And then early in 2001, the website was different.
It was redesigned.
It was redesigned a little bit, and it was redesigned about a year after that, I believe. But in 2001... there was suddenly some articles and items for sale, and the site became what we might call more active, I guess, would be a good way to put that. And that's when we really discovered the site and got involved with it.
We discovered it in March of 2001.
Yeah, I mean,
we seriously started studying it.
Right, I tapped into it around the end of 2000, around Christmas, and we read some information but didn't get too involved. So we revisited it about March of 2001. And we saw that there were paintings for sale, and there was a CD-ROM, the first source
and music.
Yeah, and music on that. And so that was like the second major event, I believe, in this whole presentation of information. And then the third event that I consider major, and I believe you did too, was when on December 31st of 2003, the lyricist.org website came online. And the lyricist.org site is inspired by the same source as wingmakers.com.
That's right.
James is the creator of, or the translator of the Wingmakers materials that we find on the Wingmakers site. And it also appears that he has initiated, at least at the beginning, the effort to put the lyricist site on the internet. And this gets into the whole thing of what's lyricist all about and what is this lyricist teaching order. Probably about the middle of 2001, was it, that James began to answer questions?
July of 2001, questions were answered.
Yes, and I believe we've probably mentioned in other places in our talks and whatnot that there are three sessions available of questions and answers on the Wingmakers site. If people go to the site and click on Creator, there's a statement there by James, and then there are three sessions of Q&As that they can read and download. And but in the beginning of those sessions, in the first one, and I think maybe the second one even more, James slowly began to reveal the fact that he belonged to a teaching order, a cosmic order of advanced beings, human beings, by the way, called the Lyricist Teaching Order. And then suddenly, at the very end of 2003, lyricist.org appeared on the internet, and it contains some very interesting information. It's a bit different than Wingmakers itself, in that the Lyricist site is kind of has a neutral tone to it. It's the splash page is like tones of gray and, I guess, blue. And there are articles that are contained on the site that I guess they are, I don't know how you'd put it, a philosophical / scientific? How would you?
I would say so. They're very written very well, more from the scientific viewpoint than from any other. And give you a broad spectrum of what the Lyricist teachers are here to have happen with humanity in the next 100 years.
Yes, yes, that's a good way to put it. And I think maybe there created a bit of maybe fuss or confusion even in the Wingmakers community, perhaps. I mean, I'm guessing, because as to, well, what does Lyricist.org have to do with Wingmakers? I mean, why is there, what is the link between these two? And in fact, there's an article on the Lyricist site itself that helps explain that a little bit. And it's only like a page and basically one page of information, but we're going to read that today and have a conversation about it and talk about it a little bit. And then that'll perhaps add a little bit more to other people's understanding of it.
We'll give them a bridge. It's kind of like, where's the bridge between, you know, the Wingmakers have an exciting kind of thing and more visually colorful. And then you go to this one, and then people tend to think, oh, well, it's kind of dull. And so this is the understanding of the bridge between between the two.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, the Wingmakers site itself, see, because these are Lyricist teachers, they teach different, using different modalities. And the Wingmakers site itself, we could say, is one of the teaching methods that they employ in order to present new information to humanity. So one of the forms that teaching takes on the Wingmakers site is a novel. You know, it's a fiction novel, science fiction novel, that is based on real things that are happening in the world, except that the characters' names are changed and the characters are composites of real-world characters or people that may exist in different areas, you know. And so, and then there's music and the paintings and the poetry and all that. So that is a, I mean, you've been in education, so isn't this a form, a way of teaching people?
Well, it's a way of using all the modalities that people have available to them. Some people might like music better than they like art. I know most of us aren't really into poetry, but some groups really like poetry. So it's a way in which you're using all the modalities, the kinesthetic, the visual, and the auditory, all the modalities, to reach a large section of the population to activate them in understanding what Lyricist is going to be teaching them about.
Mm. That's a good way to put it. I'm glad you explained it that way. And then, of course, there are these Lyricist discourses that began to appear at first on the Wingmakers site, but now are all available on the Lyricist site. So the discourses, again, are another way that they teach, which is a bit different than what Wingmakers itself is doing.
And it's also a different idea than most of the time we've done in our educational system. It's kind of a real dialogue type of thing that is to be read aloud, so that you really are getting in touch with your own self in the process of reading them. So it's kind of a unique experience to hear yourself read out loud, because most people hate to read out loud because it's usually in type of a group. And so this is a way in which to really have that, your own voice, vibrate within your being to really have it connect to your wholeness navigator, as he calls, or your soul, to really see what is going to be, how does it activate your DNA, and what does it cause you to do?
Yes, because what we've learned, and other people familiar with Wingmakers have learned, that sound and music are a major factor in all the material that's available on the Wingmakers site itself. And in fact, when you go to the Lyricist site and you go to the different pages, music will be playing in the background. And so music and the inner voice, as you just explained, are very important. And that's why it's recommended that the material be read aloud, especially the Lyricist discourses,
as the music is playing in the background. Yeah. Because what I understand with the Mozart effect, is that's kind of what you're doing, is that the music will release the mind to pick up and learn and give it a freedom to learn, as just as if we just read it, it can constrict. And if we have music, it's going to leave it open to have the right flow of things coming into it and relax it to help it learn in a greater capacity or better.
Okay. Good explanation. Well, with that then, why don't we get into reading this material and discussing it? So I'll start with it, and if people want to find this this piece, if they navigate to lyricist.org, I believe it's under the introduction section, isn't it? I believe it is. Well, we'll give you other information about that after our break, so you know exactly where it is. So I'm just going to start this now, and then we'll talk about it. Wingmakers. Lyricus is aligned with the central race, or wingmakers, and the great majority of its members are from the central race. Within Lyricus, expertise is centered on seven disciplines: the fields of genetics, neosciences, metaphysics, sensory data streams, psychocoherence, cultural evolution, and the sovereign integral. Lyricus is not focused exclusively on philosophy or spiritual teachings. Its central purpose is the irrefutable discovery of the humanoid soul upon three-dimensional, life-bearing planets.
I think that we need to discuss, so that people will help get a better understanding of these seven sites, or these seven disciplines, because these seven disciplines are related back to the novel, which Samantha tells Neruda that she had this vision with the Wingmakers, and they showed her a map of these seven sites.
On different continents of the Earth.
She couldn't see them very well, but she knew that they were there. And then in the interviews, again, you find that Neruda is talking to the
journalist
and tells her that he has to find these seven sites. And so each site represents one of the Lyricus teaching disciplines.
Okay, and before you do your list there, I'll just fill in that Samantha is a remote viewer.
Right.
That these are the characters in the novel.
That work for the ACIO.
Yes, Advanced Contact Intelligence Organization, the super secret section of the National Security Agency. So in any event, so Dr. Neruda gets this information and he defects from the organization. And now he knows that the site they found in New Mexico
is the first one that talks about genetics and the human genome.
Yes, so that site is related to genetics. And from what we understand, genetics is the central discipline of the Lyricus teaching order, DNA and all the rest of it. And should I name where the continents, where they're supposed to be located? I'll try to remember them from my memory here.
Yes. Do you? Genetics is
in New Mexico. Chaco Canyon, New Mexico.
Hope you're saying that right, John.
Chaco or Chaco?
Right.
Okay. The second site that we know about is in Cuzco. After I name them, then you can get into the list and we'll relate them. But I'll just try to reel them off here for the listeners. So we have New Mexico in North America. In South America is Cuzco, Peru, which is going to be called the Hakomi site. And there's already music related to that site that's been released as music CDs. Hakomi, H-A-K-O-M-I. Then there are other sites, and we don't know what order they'll be released in, but as of now we know that there's another site in, is it Finland?
Scandinavian countries.
Yeah.
Helsinki, Finland.
Yeah, Helsinki. Another one near Lake Chad in Africa.
Right.
Another one in Canton, China.
Right.
Another in the Central Australia.
Right.
Near that large rock.
Ayers Rock.
Yes, in Australia. And the seventh site, I think that's all of them, is beneath in Lake Vostok. Lake Vostok is beneath the surface of Antarctica.
You mean it's under all that ice?
Yeah, there's a freshwater lake that's been buried there for I don't know how long. So they're the seven sites. And each one of these sites will relate to one of the disciplines of Lyricus. So So with that, Darlene is going to talk a little bit about these sites and how they relate.
Well, the first site being genetics in the human genome is really talking about the molecular biology of a human species. In the Lyricus discourse, James talks about it being quantum biology, which is a new form of biology that they're talking about. And under when you go to the site, you can actually see he's put there three different areas that you can look at: the Human Genome Project, and information, and the Human National Human Genome Research Institute. Of the three there that are there, the second one does not work.
Oh, so that link needs to be updated.
That link needs in case to be updated.
By the way, when you go to the Wingmakers homepage, if you look down the right-hand column, you'll see web links, I think
web
it says.
Links.
And that'll take, that's where we got this information.
Right.
All right. So that's the genetics part of the Lyricus.
Right.
The next one was neosciences.
Those are cosmological sciences. It's the study of the origin and structure of the universe.
And that too.
And the particle physics and complexity. The ones that are not working is the Net Lab. It says forbidden, you cannot get into this.
Oh, Net Labs,
yes.
I see it here on your list.
Right. And the origin. That sounded very good because it was a tutorial for how our long history of the universe. I think maybe JPL put it someplace else and NASA put it someplace else, so you might have to go looking for that one. It was a good one.
Oh, yeah, I see it here on that under cosmological sciences.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. So that has to do with the structure of the universe, origin and structure of the universe.
Right.
Okay. And then the particle physics part of it is also under neosciences, huh?
Right. Yeah. And all of that is working fine.
All right.
All
so there are
sites.
Such things there as what?
The Institute of Physics, because physics has to do a great deal with the universe and how we see it. What's kind of fascinating as a tidbit is Newton did all his discoveries and made all his calculations, but they couldn't really prove any of his work until we sent the first rocket up to make sure it worked.
Wow, okay.
So it really is a complex and interesting field of study.
All right. Is that it on that one? Now we come to metaphysics.
Right.
Is that? What does it say there? What is metaphysics? We kind of bandy the word around. It sort of has... I know I even get confused sometimes explaining it to people, but it says here...
The study of the causes and the underlying nature of things.
So it's physics is implied that that's the physical world and
right.
The underlying quantum structure and all the rest of it, and metaphysics is somehow beyond the physical plane. So it has
right.
to do with, you know, what was here before the physical universe was created. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
The first one there is the New Thought Movement, and I just looked at it and went through it, and it has a great collection of all sorts of different organizations that used to kind of...
Were born out of it?
Were born out of it and use it as a way in which to create positive thinking and move the consciousness from being so negative to being a more positive... Not a reaction to something, but more of a proactive attitude toward one's life.
Yeah, did the Christian Science Church come out of that?
The Christian Science Church, Science of the Mind, came out of that. Jacqueline Small, who's doing a lot of work these days with psychologists and how to
She's written several
books
yeah.
Yeah, is part of that. There's a group in Georgia, the one my mother was involved with.
Oh, I don't recall
Davis,
it.
They teach meditation. And
Unity Church?
And Unity Church came
it's
out of that.
It's a big organization,
that's
big. Yeah,
that's in Missouri, yeah. So all of those came out of the concept of the New Thought Movement.
And then just give us a little bit of the other three, and then we...
The principle of cybernetics is kind of like an outline for accessible just research and what a layperson can do. The
Gnosis
thank
Archive.
You. Oh, sorry about that. You have to eliminate that. Is a comprehensive content that links the the myths and belief system that underlying divine mysteries. It's kind of like more of the Western Christianity idea. And then the last one is who's who in history of mysticism. And I found that a very good website in that it gives the history going all the way back to as far back as they can, all the way through the Greeks and the Romans. And at the bottom of it, it gives some definitions and glossaries. So that's a very, very good site.
Okay. So the next one that James mentions, or the Lyricus teachers mention, I guess I should say, are sensory data streams. This is intriguing because it's on this list as a link. And what is the first link?
Wingmakers, but let's define it first.
Yeah, the Wingmakers, the site itself.
But sensory data streams are integrated multimedia content that is designed to be a catalytic and accelerative for information of the sovereign integral consciousness.
Or to the formation of the of the sovereign integral consciousness. Wow, that's very intriguing, isn't it? And so I think that's one of the interesting aspects of this is that the entire Wingmakers website is a sensory data stream. So it represents one of the seven disciplines of Lyricus itself.
Right.
And yet in the story is talking about the seven disciplines, but yet the story is part of, the story represents one of the seven disciplines. So that's interesting.
Well, I think what's also interesting, if you look at it, it also leads to the sovereign integral. So in other words, what I see from that is that as we integrate the multimedia multitasking of this century, the end result would be the formation of the sovereign integral consciousness within humanity.
Mm-hmm.
And there's two sites there. One is the Wingmaker site, and one is the site for Charlotte Marie. And she is a person who has done work with the Lyricus on creating the music that is multi-layer music to help this whole thing work.
Yeah, let me just expand on that for a minute. Charlotte Marie's voice, the way we understand it, and she discussed, no one really knows, you know, James is producing this music somewhere, we're not sure where, apparently with his own studio, his own equipment and all the rest of it, but yet there are voices on there that are not just electronic loops or things
right.
that he's gotten, because you can just tell from listening. So no one's really sure who everyone is, but Charlotte Marie was identified, and she, you know, has confirmed it. It's not a super secret at this point for any reason, but that she is the voice on the very first CD that was released. That was Chambers 11 to 17. That was the one that was produced by Soul
Food.
Yeah. And then her voice is again present in Hakomi Chambers 4, 5, and 6 CD, and in the Grand Portal CD, the Lyricus one, which is the latest. So she has helped lay her voice over on some of these tracks. And she works with what is that called? Toning?
Toning.
Toning and the theory of she's what? An expert in all these sacred languages.
Right. And she uses that in her other music, but I think what I like, this statement, I'd like to read it. Pioneering a vision of new music that offers an extraordinary, entertaining, interdimensional musical experience. And that what she says here is that every atom has a frequency, pulsed by the breath of the universe, and every spirit has a song awaiting the season of the illuminated heart.
Wow, that is quite a statement. I like that. She's really good and very dedicated to this work in a big way. All right, should we move on? Are you done with that?
Mm-hmm.
So now we'll move to the next one is psychocoherence.
Which is an interdisciplinary approach to understanding how the human body, mind, and soul cooperate, interact to achieve enhanced awareness and purpose. And here he has put under here the American Psychological Association. There's some very good articles on that I looked at. the mm-hmm. Lucid Institute, which talks about the role and attainment of lucid dreaming.
Wow, very good.
And the last one is Psychic, which is a electronic journal for interdisciplinary explanation of the nature of consciousness.
All three of them look interesting, and there's probably a lot more out there, but they just haven't been placed on here yet.
Well, I think what's interesting, if you put in consciousness instead and find it, you'll find that Oxford is doing some extraordinary work with consciousness. Other places are too, so consciousness field is really wide open to exploration at this time.
Yeah, when you were reading that, though, that's good information to have. But I was also thinking that, you know, this is psychocoherence, and yet what we have in the world is actually like psycho-incoherence in terms of all of us at this point in the planet. We're trying to become coherent, and so, I mean, it just sort of sets it in stark description there, the fact that we are moving toward, hopefully, psycho-coherence.
Right.
Okay, the next one is cultural evolution.
Cultural evolution is really the cultural linkages and cross-cultural insights that set in motion the formation of a global culture.
And we need that today, don't we?
I think it's slowly being developed, and I think that's why you see a reaction against it, because most people feel their culture will be swallowed up by the global culture that's present, and that's not necessarily true, but that's just the fear of anything new and change in anybody's life.
Yeah, I mean, some of those fears are well-founded, because some people that are trying to impose their views on others don't understand the proper way to do that or a respectful way. So what we're trying to learn as humans on the planet is how do we create, let's just say we did have visitors come to our planet, what would be the culture of human beings on planet Earth? You know, we should have one global culture that represents who we are, but that does not mean that all the other cultures that are important to nations and ethnic groups and tribes all over the planet, all that needs to be honored also as part of the wonderful display and diversity of humanity on the planet. But still, we should have a global culture that represents it. And I think all of those will eventually be integrated and work together. So anyway, I didn't mean to off there.
That's good. Science and Spirit is one of these, and it explores the relationship between science and religion in the context of our everyday life. And I think that's a very important one now, because science and the scientific discoveries that are happening at this moment are happening so fast that you can hardly keep up with it. But they really are understanding more and more about the human body and how it can really increase our everything about us in the sense of our living process. So it's a good site. Then inner exploration. That was about Christus mysticism and Eastern forms of meditation.
Wow. And, it looks interesting.
It is. It was a very mm-hmm. good site. And then all of us can remember Joseph Campbell being interviewed by Bill Moyer in that fabulous series. And
yeah.
They've done a fabulous website for all his books and information, and it's called the Joseph Campbell Foundation. So when you click on that, you can go to all his stuff and his comparative religion and his mythology and his power of the myth.
Sounds real interesting. I mean, I have visited some of these sites in the past, but I haven't been to them recently, and you kind of forget about it. But every once in a while, I'll click and go back, and I haven't been to any of these sites in about a month, so I'm glad you reviewed them. And finally, though, the seventh discipline mentioned in the paper we're reading is Sovereign Integral.
And I love this following statement. No information given for any links at this time. So therefore, there are none. So therefore, it looks like it's the mystery.
It's in the mystery right now. And maybe in a few years, there will be links that have to do with Sovereign Integral, because the only reference to it was in your description of Wingmakers, I believe,
right.
Where it said what a sensory data stream was.
Right.
Which was integrated multimedia content that is designed to be catalytic and accelerative to the formation of the sovereign integral consciousness. So the Wingmakers themselves teach us not only all these disciplines, but one of them is how to achieve a certain level of consciousness through the use of all these disciplines. So it's pretty exciting. Well, why don't we take a break here, and when we come back, we're going to finish reading and discussing this paper. So we'll do a little music right now, and then we'll come back in a few minutes.